Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Have you ever been in a video that went viral? And I don't even know what the level is, like 100,000 views. Like, what do you have to reach to go viral? Viral feels like the millions of views. And today is viral video day, and it's apparently celebrated every year on April 29th to marvel at the extent to which certain videos, mostly shorts, David after dentist, that's the one that always pops into my mind. And that, you know, Charlie bit me. Those are early days, early internet days. Early video days. Things go crazy all around the world. Those that make us laugh, cry, angry. Those that inspire, motivate, and inform.
Oh, an avocado.
Oh, my God. I love that. Every time I cut up an avocado, it sinks. That's a good one. Glad you reminded me of that.
The avocado. Thanks.
It's adorable.
Just teaching them how to be grateful for whatever present you're getting at your birthday.
Every kid needs to learn.
Yeah. An avocado! Adorable. Anyway, today is viral video day. Any other viral videos springing to mind? The avocado one is great. Nothing?
The avocado the one, the same one as Linda?
Oh, no. Linda, listen.
Funny. Yeah,
that's a funny one.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess there's probably, since the ones we're naming, there have been 200,000 viral videos that we're not naming.
I know. It's true. There's something that someone is going to say has gone viral every single day. So probably several somethings. Anyway, if you've got a favorite, you can send it to us.
I saw
cupcakes for dinner.
Linda, like this thing, and I will belong to you. Anything, you can get anything and anything and anything.
I'm done arguing with you.
I'm done arguing with you.
You need to listen to the things that I say because I'm the mom and I'm the adult.
Listen to me. All the time to get them this thing, this thing, and the
I'm done. Is he trying to get the stink or this thing?
It's hard to tell.
I forget what he's trying to do.
I saw a video. Like, you know how you see a video and you go, that shouldn't be viral. That's dumb.
Yes.
I saw a video of a parrot, kind of like the one you had. It was all green, so it wasn't like the red-headed one that we're used to.
Yeah.
And it danced.
Oh.
And a lady worked out the dance the parrot did. Put on a green jacket and put her video of her doing the exact same dance as the parrot did.
Oh.
And it is like I'm watching it going, No bleeping way. No, this can't be. And I, it still might not be. Like, there's no, could someone have sat there and worked out the dance steps a parrot did and then got them timed out perfectly?
Is it that elaborate?
It's pretty damn shocking. Like, I watched it three times and was like,
it's viral.
Okay, I have to stop watching
it three
this.
Times.
I couldn't. I'm like, this lady worked out. Like, there's points where she takes the jacket and lifts her arm to make a wing.
Oh, fine.
And I look over and I'm like, the bird's doing it too.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
And Vinny, may I ask, where did you see this video?
On Instagram.
Okay. So on and Reels got, or like one of the.
I don't know, but it's got a million plus.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Millions of people went. Yeah, I'm with Vinny. That's incredible.
Right, sure.
How'd that happen?
Things that millions
of people.
How
did she do that? And is there a parent or a husband in the background going, seriously? Oh, that's it. Brent found it.
All right, hang on. We're going to. You know what? We shouldn't watch this now.
Yeah, don't watch
it. Just send it to me and put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, please.
I'm
going to sit and watch a video. Although, oh my God. Okay.
You cannot believe it. You just can't believe this.
I can't watch that.
I swear there's someone in the background going, there's got to be something you need to be doing right now besides this.
Well, how many takes?
Oh, that is
a million takes.
Literally the exact, that's an Indian ringneck parakeet.
I told you.
It's you're right.
I looked at it and went, that's the bird. That's Sarah's bird.
Oh, what a dance he's doing. And this lady who's dressed all in green and has the whole thing going. Okay, please take it down because I cannot stop looking at it.
And by the way, I found it on the one and only TikTok.
Oh, and it's I'm T. Stephanie.
Yeah, I just fired it on our Facebook page.
All right, fine. That's perfect.
Yeah, go to Facebook.
Yeah, go to Facebook. Okay, here's the next thing.
Okay.
Billie freaking Eilish.
Yeah.
We have tickets.
Oh.
We have a pair, Vinny, you and I, at 9:05. At 12:05, B-Hell has another pair. And at 5:05, our Janie's got a pair for you. We're giving out code words. It's all this week. So all week, you love Billie Eilish. You're like, oh my God, I want to see her live so bad. She's going to be at the SAP Center. And you can go. It's December 10th. All you have to do is listen to Alice. That's it. And we'll give you keywords and you text them back to us. It's pretty simple equation there. Give you a code word, you text it to 20357, and then you're in the running for a pair of tickets to see Billie Eilish December 10th at SAP Center. That's so good. Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh. So Stagecoach happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
I have a few things about Stagecoach today, but I want to start with I think people take ecstasy at this thing because
Stagecoach?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cuz the love is real. I'm just kidding. Mm. I mean, I do think that people definitely are taking. Is it Molly? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Ecstasy.
Well,
Molly.
Drugs and concerts have been a thing for many years.
They have. People love to get out of their heads and enjoy good music and be in a big group of people also getting out of their heads. Look, my people. So, I only suggest this because one thing I've not seen recently from the Megan Fox Machine Gun Kelly machine is lovey-doveyness. And we got some lovey-dovey over the weekend. They're not re-engaged, as far as we know. That the engagement's off. They apparently do not live together. But maybe all that changes. Maybe the twin flames are reignited, Vincent. There was a little hugging and some slow dance swaying in the backstage area. Because, of course, that's where they were. They're very special people. So they were slow dancing at Stagecoach. Status still unclear, says TMZ. Which, by the way, you know, I look at TMZ all the time. And it's funny, the things that they have that they're promoting. Sometimes they're promoting somebody else's movie. And they, you know, someone's paid for the ads. And then sometimes they're promoting something that they've got going on. And what they're promoting right now is TMZ presents The Downfall of Diddy.
Mm.
To be original.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Like, you cannot look at it today without seeing The Downfall of Diddy. And it's a very startling photo. You know, he's like sort of backlit, but then there's lights that go right across Diddy's eyes. Like, oh, he's staring into your soul. Anyway, can't get away from that today. But the other thing is, yay, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. They seem to be confirming that the relationship is still on. They were looking very much in love at Stagecoach. By the way, slow dance into Jelly Roll. Who's
what doing? Happened to my face?
Oh, I don't know. It sounds like two of them are yelling at me.
Looking for that right there.
Yeah. So this is, they're just holding on to each other and doing a little slow dancing. Oh, and by the way, he's sort of mouthing the words to the song Save Me to her. Somebody save me.
Somebody save me.
Well,
me from myself.
It is a good slow dancing song, that's for sure.
I feel bad for them. I know that feeling when you can't stay together and you can't break up. I was in high school, of course, but you know,
yes.
It's fine. Everyone grows up at different rates. I can't imagine, I don't want to ever be in that spot.
It's a rough one, Ben, you know?
And relationships, even when they're good and productive, can be distracting and difficult.
Like,
you and John are quite, you're interesting.
Well, we've got it down at this point. I mean, it's been 35 years.
Like, right, but that's just as, you're there at 35 years and you think you got it down, someone goes, yeah, I'm not into this. You know what I mean? Like, you two really are continuing to make it work.
Thank you. We are. And it's, you know when it got really great? Because it was good the whole time. Really good. And then our kids moved out. Now we like dance and sing and, you know, I'll make an avocado toast and cut it in half and put a little salt and give it to him. Just nice. Just fun. Oh, I'm looking at old pictures of Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. I'd forgotten when he dyed his tongue black.
They were together like less than a year.
No, it's been a couple years.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh.
But do you remember when he dyed his tongue black and he kept sticking it out, like sticking it down her throat? Remember there were like all these pictures and it looked like kind of a ghost tongue or like something had been blocked out by
not
kind of, like,
really
black
but,
box.
But
it was
I tried really hard not to think about that poser loser. So and he is that too, by the way. So yeah,
he also posted a picture of them together on his 34th birthday. So it looks like, as of right now, they're on, man. Good times. I'm going to move over to the King Charles world.
Do you want to guess when they started dating?
I'll say 2021.
Oh, how about you, Vinny?
I don't.
All right. 2020.
Oh,
my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That seems... I was even thinking 2021 was going to be too early. That's hilarious. Yeah. Like, time, what? What's that anymore?
What does that mean?
I know. Well, I'll give it to them.
What are you going to give to them?
3 hot years. That's what I'll give to them.
3 more hot years?
No. Wow, they are burning hot. You know, they definitely had a baby situation that didn't go well. That's been alluded to, and she's written some poetry about that, and I think that's actually confirmed, and I think that was rough on them.
It would be rough on anybody.
Absolutely.
It is rough on everybody. There's nobody that's, you know, whether that's initially whoops or a full-on plan, that's part of the...
It's a tragedy.
The heartbreak that can come with... It's just nature. Nature's gnarly. You know what I watched over the weekend?
What?
My daughter watched this thing about tigers on Disney.
Mm.
And I thought, and she was watching it with Mama. And I'm like, are you sure? Have you? Because nature's gnarly and scary and bad things happen. And she's
right.
Like, it's Disney. Calm down. And they loved it. They watched this tiger thing and they loved it.
And there was no killing of gazelles.
I don't know because I couldn't watch it. And then they went, hey, we're going to watch elephants. You want to watch that? And I go, let's watch elephants. Correct. What could go wrong? 15 minutes in, I'm like, I got to get out of here. This is way too gnarly and sad for me.
Oh, is something happening to a baby elephant?
Well, there was that. And there's also here they are in the middle of the desert trying to find water holes. But the walks between the water, it's a whole thing. And I'm going, you guys,
are you serious? And they're both, one of them's crocheting and the other one's kind of doing three other things at once too. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to slip out. No, not me. I was watching and then I went.
I'm saying she's sitting there watching something and doing three other things.
Oh, right.
That sounds
yes.
very much like someone I know who sits on the couch with his laptop open, his phone going. And
well, in that moment I didn't because I was trying to be, you know, a good
dad.
Everything. But then I went, I can't watch this. Nature. It's gnarly.
The Disney versions of these nature shows, they're not really all that, they're good. The visual is really great. I can't stand the audio that goes along with it.
What do you mean? Saw them. You've seen them then?
Yeah.
What do you mean you can't stand the audio? What's wrong with the audio?
They try to like make it more mainstream kind of music rather than the old style. I can't really describe what kind of music that
almost
is.
Soundtrack-y, like as he's prowling through the
exactly.
forest. Certain
now they're adding like a kind of a hip hop beat to it, or and I'm like that doesn't seem to match for me. And I brought that up to Anita, my partner, and she was just saying, "Nah, I kind of like it. I'm not sure." She was unsure still, but she noticed it as well. They're adding like really interesting beats to. You know, the soundtrack.
Is that a thing where no one has an attention span anymore and they're like, let's at least give them something?
I don't know what it is, but
to.
I just wanted to like some.
I didn't even notice. I was busy watching the animals starve and, you know, run for their lives. And I was like, nature. Oof.
I'm dying to know if those elephants ever found water.
I'm sure they did. Already some of them did.
They're so huge. Like, I always think about elephants. Like, it seems like they live in a region, not all of them, but I think of, like, African elephants as being, like, on these savannas, like, you know, where there really isn't a lot to eat.
No, and there's not a lot of anything, and there's that's.
And yet they're huge.
And they're also journeying, and they actually was pretty neat. I shouldn't say don't watch them. If you can handle nature and your kids can, and they try to, it's a Disney version, but you know. The kids might be like, oh, la, 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 la. You're like, oh, that's doom. Right. Yikes. That's not going to work out. But they show an overhead of this spot where they're traveling, and it is truly these trails, who knows how many miles long or days journey long, to the next hole. It's a circle.
That might have water.
Or not. And then another long trail and another circle. And the overhead is really impressive, like, these are the elephant trails.
Right.
They've been dug year over year.
They've beaten the
path. Anyway.
Oh.
I shouldn't have brought that up. What were you saying? Oh, yeah, MGK. Isn't he dreamy?
Yeah, I'm done with him. So, you know what I was thinking? I don't know if we've just kind of like sanitized the world for our kids. Because when I was a kid, I was reading Grimm's Fairy Tales, which are horrible, but also awesome. And watching Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, where on the regular, a cheetah was taken down some bait. Like, you watched it take a wildebeest down. I don't know what animal. And there they are eating it. Like, that was where I learned how nature worked.
Right.
Like, are we doing our kids a disservice not showing them the gore? Like, this is happening on this planet.
The answer to that, Bob, is no. We're not doing them a disservice. Nature's gnarly, and it's not to be taken lightly. And I truly was talking to Ripley while I'm watching these elephants try to find water, and I'm like, don't forget you got it made, kid.
Yeah.
Like, right here on the couch next to me.
There's a bowl of water right there.
We got you. You're covered. Look at these guys.
They've baby beaten gets stuck a in the trail mud. Through the dust. Oh, God, the baby's stuck in the mud. I hate those ones.
It was a whole thing.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
They do show the killing still and the eating and stuff like that.
Maybe not
as vulgar, but like the lions still hunt, you know, and kill.
Do they show the takedown? I'm glad. I actually feel like that's stuff that people need to know. Then you're out in the woods, you have respect for the fact that it ain't your house. You're out in the water and there's, you know, that's somebody else's house.
There was one about
scared
whales.
The children, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
There's one about whales, and I see the thing, and it goes, this is a huge, it's one of those huge whales. They were watching it. I walked by and was like, oh my God, because then there's the orcas, and you know, those guys are the hunters.
Suddenly, play with their food.
Yeah, they had PR that seemed, you know, through the SeaWorld days where they were like, hey, these guys are just fun, and they like to do tricks for you. Turns out, even great white sharks are scared of those dudes. Yarkas.
They're bananas.
You watch that one, Bryn?
Yeah, Cameron doesn't like orcas because of that. She doesn't like the way they hunt.
I'm like, you guys turn this off. And Christina's all, it's Disney. And I'm like, all right, I'm getting out of here.
It's pretty brutal.
My whole thought process on orcas was reorged when I saw them playing with a baby seal.
Let's move on. Torturing it, like
cats play with their food. Like, and I think in the end they didn't even eat the thing. They were like, "Yeah, we were just playing. We weren't even all that hungry." Oh, they're just—it's
real
killer
life
for a reason. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just the food chain is real, man.
What song did they slow dance to? I forget.
Somebody.
Oh yeah, that's
save
it.
Me. That was it. Yeah. I'm out of time here.
What happened to my face?
Are these tattoos?
They're everywhere.
And they're horrible.
And they're horrible.
Oh, so good. All right, I don't know how we got off on the wild animals.
Yeah, you do.
But how did we get on the wild animals?
I don't know.
Nature pain, something. I forget. It doesn't matter. I'm sure it's my fault. Let's move on. News is coming up, everyone, after news.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, you guys. Yay. Mm-hmm. All this week, listen, you should always be listening. You should always be listening for keywords. We give those out. And then your job is to text them back to 20357. That's our contest text number. This week at 8:05 each morning, we've got a code word that is your chance to score a $500 voucher for La Garza Sports Camp.
What?
And qualify you for the grand prize, which is an $800 voucher for La Garza Sports Camp.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Wow. With the latest news stories and juicy gossip on your favorite stars, you don't have to miss a minute of the morning show's entertaining banter.
Download our full podcast for laughs, insights, and all the latest buzz from the world of entertainment.
So good.
God, that world of entertainment. We just, it's right in the palm of our hands.
Thanks for the help on that, guys. Great job.
Banter.
You really are wonderful. Thank
That's
you so much.
That's after teamwork.
Thanks, guys. Mm. Really.
Oh,
special.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
So we had a pretty spectacular weekend, and it's supposed to continue. We're supposed to have good weather, like all week. It should stay mostly sunny, if not completely sunny.
Oh,
and not even too hot, really. I mean, I guess that depends on what your
location. Yeah.
But Napa on Thursday hits, they say here, 79, and that's nothing compared to 3 months from now, right?
That is beautiful. That's perfect. That's called perfect weather.
So, sunny and perfect all week, everyone. Rip it up out there.
Enjoy.
It was super nice, but it was hardcore windy. Hardcore.
Yeah, well, that's spring. Spring winds. It's typical. Let's see here. We'll begin with this one because this subject has been huge news all last week and continues to be. And, you know, it's also debated, you know, wildly on the internet regularly. Maybe not as much as COVID or how to handle COVID, but this TikTok ban is big news.
Yeah, it is.
Do Americans support the government's TikTok ban? Now, it hasn't been banned yet, and there are conversations about how to save it. And many think that that's what will happen, that, you know, commerce will eventually win and someone will say, yeah, it's worth it to spin it off and to, you know, let an American investor take over. I don't know. But anyway, 42% of Americans support the U.S. government's TikTok ban. I'm surprised it's that many. The survey of 2,000 Americans conducted found only 23% of those polled are against it.
Are, well, and those are the people who are making the money off of it or something.
Or yeah, who use it regularly. Like, yeah. Bryn loves it.
I do love it, yeah.
Will it be super sad if it goes away for you? Like, tell the how will you feel about it?
It's one of those things where, you know, I do go to it for entertainment and to discover new things. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's a lot of moments where I pull up TikTok and I go, I will find this nowhere else.
Right.
You know? Mm. And so...
And you've been on TikTok for years now. I feel like got to see this TikTok video. You send me TikTok videos. You play me TikTok videos.
Yeah, I still have a stash of them that I saved just in case we ever, like, did a happy hour or something. And this is just something to talk about because there's so many cool things
there
that you just never think about that exist in this world, whether it's, you know, across the globe or right here in our backyard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Almost 40% of Americans said they would be very unimpacted if there was a TikTok ban. So they feel like they'd get their stuff elsewhere. No problem.
Yeah. You know, I do think, too, that, like, things that are hot in the moment, like, TikTok's having its moment. And also, people are now sort of feisty about it because it's looking like it might go away. But there will be other apps that take over the world. There will be other developments.
Like, I discovered, like, Teddy Swims or Benson Boone on TikTok as well. I didn't see them on YouTube or Instagram before this.
Right.
You know, I saw them there, and then that's how
you
a lot
love
of these...
some of that. Like, here's how a song gets put together. Like Charlie Puth, I think, is one of the guys.
He's great.
And isn't
on TikTok.
Ryan Tedder also pretty big on TikTok?
Funny because Ryan Tedder was on TikTok for a long time, and nobody noticed him. And somebody on TikTok goes, "Do you guys realize this is the guy from One Republic?" And his
and
account
has written
blew
every
up.
Hit song you've ever heard.
Yeah, and then his account blew up, and it's pretty cool. But yeah, there's
he's quite the lounge act. That's the guy, right? That's like, you know, I wrote these songs, and it goes into a story, and you're like listening to it, going, that really happened to this guy. Wow,
all the hits,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
Halo, my love letter to Jay-Z.
Yeah, like that's pretty funny that he can just kind of get all loungy in a stadium show and tell you about what I wrote this song with Adele. Or, you know, she was all upset about this, and he's like, there's our song.
Yeah. You just have said every lyric from our song. Rumor has it.
Let's go. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I don't follow him, though, but I actually saw the show. It was one of our... Yeah. Wasn't that our Christmas show?
It was. It was, yeah, it was. 2022's Alice in Wonderland.
Take the stairs, party people. Take the stairs.
Uh-oh, what's going on with the stairs?
Taking the stairs lowers your risk of an early death by 24%.
Well, we work on the 10th floor. I think I'm going to take the elevator, but I...
Well, I mean, that's not... I actually have stairs in my own house, and I run them regularly, so... There's an example of you can use your stairs. I even have people. Okay, it's Christina. She will outrun everybody in the world and in distance and time, but she will not go up those stairs unless she has to.
Ah,
it's the weirdest thing. Like, you couldn't call someone lazy who can outrun you like distance by, you know, 100 miles and speed by, you know, I don't know, 10 miles per hour. And yet she's like, I'm not going up there yet. But you need the thing.
Yeah, but it's all the way up there. Right. I'll wait till
I'm care of
like two or three things when
you know
go
what?
Up.
I'll go get it for you. No, you don't have to. I'll go. Let me go get that.
All right, fine. Go ahead then.
Jeez. Take the stairs, people. It's good for you. Researchers looked at the health records of almost 500,000 people, and the ones who regularly opted to take the stairs instead of the elevator were far less likely to die young.
Oh. Mm.
Our study suggested that the more stairs climbed, the greater the benefits. So whether at work, home, or elsewhere, take the stairs.
Take the damn stairs. Mm.
There's a set of stairs on this loop that we walk. I sometimes skip the stairs and just go up the lazier incline.
The ramp.
Yeah. But the stairs are, you know, when you
What
do
are you
them,
doing? You're trying to kill yourself?
No, I'm just trying to not get too
Break
sweaty.
A sweat.
Yeah. I don't want to get too sweaty.
Why not?
Sweaty. I just don't want to.
What? But it's
And
good
John,
for
by
you.
The time I do the longer walk around, he can do the stairs twice, so. Oh, I'm like, oh, good for John. You, John. Yeah. John got extra. He got an extra lap in there. He seems to care about being in shape. I don't know.
Well, yeah, he's got a hot wife. He wants to, you know, bring the hammer. What are you kidding me?
Pound town, baby.
Bring the hammer.
Yeah, I mean, right? Am I wrong?
I don't know. I don't know.
You want the hammer, right? It's behind the shed, sir. We'll grab it. Come on.
Oh, okay, we're going to go get the hammer? All right.
And his hot wife's a, you know...
What?
Celebrity of sorts around town. I mean, he wants to make sure
now?
That she's into him naked. You into this or not?
He looks good naked. He does. It's,
there you go.
I just really feel like put some clothes on.
What do you mean?
He's trying to show you something.
I've seen it like a bunch of times. So,
right.
You know, I'll be out in the kitchen. You want a sandwich? Great. Get that for you.
I'll have a sandwich after I get over here.
Let's have it first, and then we'll be too full to do anything else. It's going to be
Lame.
Great. You're going to love it. Great.
Boy.
Mm. Boy, oh boy.
There's no clean segue into this next story. Yikes.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I was going to be cute, and then I went, no, this is bad. Oh. An Arkansas teacher, age 26... is charged with sexually assaulting a 15-year-old she groomed at church and then bombarded with nude photos every day. I can tell you right now, even a grown man would have trouble saying no to someone that's, you know, the daily bombardment of nudes. A 15-year-old? Come on. That's the age when nudity is like...
But also there are 15-year-olds who are like, this is wrong and weird.
Wait till you hear this. There's this.
All right,
there's
she's
the lady.
Cute as
she's
a freaking
cute.
Button. She's yep. a little, she's, what did you say, 26 years old?
She's 26.
She looks like she could be an anchor on Fox News. Like she's that blunt cut blonde, super cute. She's got like a kid's t-shirt on. I love kids here at church. Like very Midwestern looking lady.
Oh, she loves
church,
kids, all right.
They yes, say is one of the biggest in Arkansas, and ex-President Bill Clinton is among their worshipers.
Oh,
I don't think he still lives there, so he's probably still not. He's probably not going regularly.
Right.
The teacher and children's volunteer at one of Arkansas's biggest churches has been accused of abusing a 15-year-old boy. She says,
We didn't go any farther than... What base is Oral?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know what the bases are anymore.
Okay.
Then.
We didn't go any farther than that so he could stay pure.
And nowadays, like, that's the...
Yeah, that's like second base. Yeah. Or third, or first base. Maybe that's first base, is that.
It's like standing at bat. You're ready to go.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know how that's possible, but okay. So they say, though, that at Reagan Gray, 26. Can you imagine, like, that's your headspace is, I'm sending you daily nudes to a young high school boy, but I'll only do the one thing so that you're pure. What?
I don't get it. Is that a church thing of it? Like, well, you got to stay a virgin because of the church and the whole
thing. Yeah, we've heard some weird workarounds over the years.
Yes.
So that's just another one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She sent naked pictures daily to the boy. And the church found out. They sent her to counseling after the boy's parents discovered text messages that clearly were inappropriate with their son.
They sent her to counseling?
They sent her to counseling.
They didn't immediately, what is going on in churches that we can't scream, that's wrong! You're out! We're calling the cops. Like, what are you talking about, counseling? She's hitting on a 15-year-old. She's doing sex things to a 15-year-old. No more sex things with children.
She was welcomed back to the church after a few weeks of counseling, but resigned her nudity ways.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. You've had some counseling now. Everything's fine, right?
Then at another point...
Oh, God.
The church leader, head pastor Stephen Smith, discovered a series of text messages, confronted her... And then had his wife, they called it an accountability partner. The pastor, the head pastor's wife, hung out with this girl to make sure she wouldn't do it anymore.
It's her sponsor, basically.
Yeah.
Like, you're a sex addict. You're sexing this kid up. We're going to have my wife hold you accountable. I cannot believe this. Actually,
why this kid? What about me?
I can believe this. Honest to God. I don't even mean to throw God into this whole thing because I, you know, how I feel about
all
that.
Sarah.
I am fully, I think this is so awful and so wrong. And I'm counseling. Somebody, I'm so mad about it. She's a predator.
It's crazy.
Why can't we just say what she is?
You just don't think it is the old double standard, though, isn't it? You know, we're quick to throw predator on a man, but you wouldn't think to say, maybe she loves him. I don't know.
Yeah, this is just.
And she did try to keep him pure, Sarah.
Wow, she's so great. So let's just counsel her. I find the whole church sex predator thing to be so disturbing. It's supposed to be, you know, if you believe in God and you believe in the church and you want to worship and you're like, it's supposed to be a place of good and of morals. Like, there's supposed to be a purpose behind it. And this whole shielding of pastors and this girl going to counseling instead of just bring the hammer down like I have to do in the backyard.
That's hot.
Thank you. Bring the damn... Not sex hammer down.
You made me cough with that one.
I'm very sorry.
Good grief.
I just drop an anvil on these people's heads. It's so awful. And then, like, the excuses and the cover-ups and the moving of people and the accountability partner. What the... So mad.
The pastor says, my wife's going to keep an eye on you. Great job, guy.
Yeah. For, you know, 24/7 for the rest of your life because you're a predator.
They were busted, by the way, they say here. I won't be able to find it. That they were originally on texting, but then they smartly moved over to what's the one that I lost all the money on?
Snapchat.
Yeah. I mean, that's no big surprise.
They smartly moved over there.
Yeah, they smartly moved over there. And that is one of those things where, you know, I guess if... I don't know what people are doing in other people's phones, but there are other ways. If you're seeing their text messages and they seem clean, it's possible they've got another way of connecting.
Right.
They switched their communications with the boy to Snapchat after the counseling appointment so that or the counseling stuff so that she wouldn't be discovered this time. Good grief. Anyway, she's been brought to justice, everyone.
How did she finally get turned into the friggin' police? Like,
because she wouldn't stop. Because she would not stop.
So that's finally why. Someone at the church went,
after all their efforts to keep this quiet, eventually it just became, and the kid's parents were probably like, okay, we've tried to be cool here, but, you know, he's a boy. And that's,
and
you know, one of the
10
things,
years older than him.
One of the huge mistakes we've always made, even through our generation, and we've talked about the latchkey kids and the kids that ultimately ended up raising themselves. It is that we forget that 15 is a little boy.
Yeah.
That is a little, like, you can, yes, I might have been a 15-year-old with a ciggy in my mouth. Didn't change a damn thing. I was a little boy. And when I see pictures, there's a little boy with a ciggy in his mouth. Someone hit that kid, or hit it out of his mouth at least. Jeesh, what are you doing?
Well, we're all trying to be a grown-up, you know? You don't realize until you're about 25, oh, there's nothing else but the grown-up thing. And now I'm just getting older. Okay, so kids, stay kids. You know, I get it. You're 15, you're raging hormones. This teacher / church leader is hitting on you. I find that whole story just so saddening and just that it took so long and that they gave this person so many chances.
A million
stop
chances,
with the chances.
Right.
No more chances. You're hitting on a kid. Goodbye.
Yeah, it started in 2020 and the
oh
FBI,
my God.
Yeah, the FBI
Wait,
got involved.
Started in 2020 when the kid was 11?
I don't know. It was when she was 23. Well, I'm not sure how old the kids were.
Oh, so he would have been younger,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is gross.
But, you know, they have to protect the kids, so some of the details are...
Yeah.
But they're really on her. They're definitely saying she had a lot of stuff to say.
Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys had to say. I hate shopping too, Sarah. Mm-hmm. Husband made me go for new clothes at Valley Fair last weekend. He gave me $500. I was miserable the whole time.
Oh.
No, Sarah says 707.
He sent her, like, you need new clothes.
Right.
Go. Here's money. Go. I cannot be seen with you anymore. I love that lady. Okay, go on. Next.
No, Sarah, you are not the only girl who hates shopping.
Oh, that's good to know. Great to know. I hate shopping.
But as I listen to your story, I'm like, wow, that's funny. You're the guy. You're the guy. The guys are like, that looks great. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. Okay, we're done, right?
We'll take it. Wrap it up. Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here. We're done shopping. Hurrah. I would have gone and had lunch with her if she wanted to. I was open to that.
415 says, does Vinny have another kid? Who is Ripley? Or did they change the name out of regret? No, that's our dog.
Yeah, the dog Ripley.
That's our Australian Shepherd dog. I watch all the Eras Tour live concerts on TikTok. I'd be very sad, says Lori in Santa Rosa.
Oh, well,
they air those on every night that there's a show, there's a new one?
No, I don't know about that.
Is it people who are putting up their own TikTok?
It's possible they just, stream it live. But, yeah, they have all kinds of stuff there.
Vin, you have it so wrong. John's staying healthy because he's got a good life. Trust me, it's not because he has a hot wife. Not saying that Sarah isn't hot. But hot gets old.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't.
I have gotten old. It's crazy. I'm still super hot, but, you know, older.
Well, there you go. At least you own it.
Oh, my God. So hot, man. Can't wait to put on some hot outfit this weekend. Get up there and rock out.
Vinny, Sarah is a low-key lesbian. Has zero interest in touching a man in a loving way. Are you a low-key lesbian?
You know, I don't think so, but maybe. Who knows? I'm not going to... I'm somewhere on the spectrum, right? I
on the spectrum?
Of sexuality.
Yeah. I understand.
Uh-huh.
All right, Sarah, what's coming up in the trash?
Taylor Swift has a potty mouth, Ben.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.